Charlotte Says by Alex Bell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Lauren Griffiths, one of my most very favourite humans. Chapter 1, Isle of Skye, January 1910. Don't be frightened yet, the voice says. I'll tell you when it's time to be frightened. I turn, looking over my shoulder, but there's nobody there, and I'm alone once again at White Lady's, that house of confused spirits and cracked china dolls and slaughtered horses. From somewhere downstairs, a grandfather clock counts down the 6 hours in deep, melancholy tolls, and, like a magnetic force, my eyes are drawn with a terrible irresistibility to the door at the end of the corridor. Nothing else exists in the entire world but that door. It is closed, but I can hear someone sobbing behind it. Sobbing, sobbing, sobbing. On, on, on. I must help them. I must open that door. I must do something, now, while I still can. I walk down the corridor, and the soot and blood mix together in swirls of black and red, on the walls, on my skirts, on my hands, and in the fine grooves of my fingertips. The closed door looms before me.